From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. There's a series of secret concerts around South Florida. It's called So Far Sounds, and WLRN intern Danny Huang lets us in on the secret.
A typical night out at a live music club comes with more than the live music. It also comes with live noise. And it makes sense, because we're often there to socialize. The music could be secondary, except for some of us, it's not.
There's nothing wrong with it. It just, there's a lot of distractions that happen during the music. You know, people talking, phones happening, the door, just people coming in and out, glasses clanking in the background, and the connection between the music and the audience wasn't happening anymore.
Andres Daza leads the Miami chapter of So Far Sounds. So Far Sounds started out in London specifically as a reaction to distractions drowning out live music performances. Since its first show in 2009, So Far Sounds now has chapters in more than 400 cities.
The pillars of So Far are based in building a respectful environment for the musician and for the audience. So there was no talking, there was no phones, and everybody stayed for the whole thing. And that became sort of like the formula for the rest of us.
So Far stands for Songs from a Room. A typical So Far show is held in traditionally non-musical venues, like museums, but also warehouses and private homes.
We're all music lovers in the room, right?
This is how a So Far show started last month in Miami. Once it's time for the show to begin, they go through So Far's mission and rules.
Our goal is to bring magic back to live music. No talking, no phones, we're not the phone police.
For musicians, So Far aims to guarantee a sold-out show of audiences who are there to listen. Art Love Trap is the leader of the band Free Dystopia. He hosted and performed at a So Far show in April in Miami.
I was blown away because I've always wanted to have shows that were super intimate, super like kumbaya, and I could never really get it. It's unparalleled. Every musician just prays for that. So Far really provided that for us, honestly, for the first time.
A So Far show will feature three acts, and they usually perform about four songs each. Musicians are paid either a flat fee, around $100, or they get a professionally produced video of the performance. The So Far teams in South Florida are volunteers. They take care of promotion, production, and help out selling CDs, t-shirts, even bread.
We're selling bread. Look at all that bread. That can all be yours for $5 and a follow.
So musicians can concentrate on performing. Lisa Francine started going to the shows in Miami about a year and a half ago.
So Far, you really give your undivided attention to the musician, to really show them that I can hear them. That's so nice. And even afterward, speaking with a musician playing, for many of the musicians, it's like their first time where people are just listening to what they're playing and singing. It's a rich experience.
Tickets are usually $15. You sign up online and get an email about a week before the show, letting you know if you can go. If you do, you won't know where the show is until the day before, and you won't know who's performing until you get there. Daza says the secrecy encourages people to experience new live music.
Sometimes audiences don't put as much effort to go discover new music, and sometimes that's like, oh, that's hard work, where do I begin? So Far is a great platform to just be like, hey, I'm going to let them curate this show for me, and we'll see if I like it.
When So Far says it wants to bring the magic back to live music, it's talking about those moments when everyone in the room just seems to click.
Man, you've been to a show, you know what it's like. It's this feeling of euphoria when the audience is looking at the band and just like melting into that experience, and I'm looking at everybody's faces, making sure everybody's having a great time. And that's a great reward.
Besides Miami and Fort Lauderdale, in Florida, there are So Far chapters in Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville, Gainesville, and Tallahassee.
There's so many faces in so many places.
I'm Danny Huang in Miami.
And you can see video from the So Far concerts and find out more at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.